RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. MPR Speaker Zulkifli Hasan calls on stakeholders to safeguard February election. Vice President Yusuf Kalla is confident economic growth will be higher. Now the news in detail. People's Consultative Assembly MPR Speaker Zulkifli Hasan has called on all stakeholders to ensure the regional elections scheduled to be held simultaneously across 101 regions and municipalities on February 15th run smoothly. Zulkifli, who is also chairs the National Mandate Party PAN, said that the General Election Commission KPU, the Election Supervisory Agency Bawaslu, and the National Police Polri must play key roles in preventing problems that might disrupt the elections. He also pointed out that the National Police Polri should try to anticipate any potential threats to ensure that voters could cast their votes without facing any problems. Speaker Zulkifli also remarked that Jakarta gubernatorial election could pose a higher possibility of problems and irregularities compared to other regions. Vice President Yusuf Kalla expressed his optimism that Indonesian economic growth this year will be higher than that of last year, which was at 5.02%. He remarked that rising prices of commodities in the global market recently is one of the reasons for the optimism of higher economic growth this year. Those commodities that he refers to are coal, palm oil, and nickel. However, Vice President Yusuf Kalla also added that since the end of 2016, the prices of those commodities have improved. The price of coal, for example, has reached $80 per ton from the previous $50 per ton. The price of nickel has also improved due to the declining supply in China. Indonesia will soon see the establishment of its long-planned national cyber agency. The country is only waiting for President Joko Widodo to issue a presidential decree that will set the operation of the body, which is assigned to tackle cyber crimes in the country. An assistant deputy too for the coordination of telecommunication and information, Vice Marshal Sigit Priyono, said at the office of the coordinating political, legal, and security first minister in Jakarta that the process to establish the body is already complete, including the synchronization and regulation of and coordination among cyber divisions within the government. Sigit added that the government had initially planned to open the agency in January. The government delayed opening it because of budget constraints, restriction on creating a new organization, and difficulties related to the recruitment of civil servants. Millions of Indonesian people have become active users of social media. Not only good news but also bad news can spread through social media. In response to this case, a researcher of National Violence Monitoring Research Program of Habibie Center, Rudy Sukandar, on the sidelines of discussion of community empowerment and raising inclusive and trust through technology application at Habibie Center in Jakarta on Friday said that it's important for people to counter fake news through social media by making constructive stories.
Pentingnya kita membuat counter narrative. Counter narrative, cerita yang mungkin bisa meng-counter apapun.
We need to make counter narrative. Maybe the story can counter violence. We can see that to create counter narrative, we need a space where many people are tired of all kinds of hate speech and whatever the platform of social media is. Moreover, Rudy Sukanda also said that many people in Indonesia had been exploring social media to mutually care by promoting tolerance, justice, and by countering bad things in societies such as fake news. Habibie Center launches community empowerment in raising inclusivity and trust through technology application Cerita at the Habibie Center in Jakarta on Friday. Executive Director of Habibie Center, Rahima Abdul Rahim, on the sidelines of the launching said that the program is really necessary to overcome intolerance and radicalism in Indonesia, both directly or indirectly spread by good information that spread through social media.
Program ini saya rasa memang sangat diperlukan. Jadi kenapa The Habibie Center memulai program Cerita ini? Karena
I think this program is simply necessary. The reason why Habibie Center launches community empowerment in raising inclusivity and trust through technology application is our concern to conversation or discussion in social media amongst friends, family, and WhatsApp groups. Rahima Abdul Rahim further stated that Cerita program aims to facilitate young people from various backgrounds to have proper place for discussions such as in coffee shop or a museum. This program is expected to be able to boost the young people to share experiences among religions and culture digitally. Cerita program will begin on April 2017 at 5 cities in Jakarta, Bandung, Malang, Yogyakarta, and Solo. Transportation Minister has announced that it would immediately release the revision of National Seaport Master Plan on the designation of international seaport hubs. Secretary General of Sea Transportation Tony Budiono said in Jakarta on Friday that in the revision, Kuala Tanjung Seaport will remain an international seaport hub. He added that however intensive physical infrastructure, Kuala Tanjung is not ready yet for the time being. The ASEAN side can use Tanjung Priok Seaport. In accordance with the national logistics system, there are three seaports to be used, Kuala Tanjung, Priok, and Bitung. The last item, Indonesia seeking to strengthen its relations with Singapore following the visit of Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi to Singapore on Friday, marking the 50th anniversary of the two countries' bilateral relations this year. Mr. Retno Marsudi met Singaporean Minister of Foreign Affairs Vivian Balakrishnan in Singapore on Friday. A series of activities such as an interfaith dialogue, a business forum, music and fashion festival, and Run Fun will be held to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Indonesian-Singapore bilateral relations. Mr. Retno said that the bilateral ties are in good shape following the intensive economic relationship and good communication between the two countries. During the meeting, both ministers also discussed ways to follow up the several agreements concluded at the leaders' retreat in Semarang, Central Java, and explore opportunities to improve cooperation in Batam, Bintan, and Karimun. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Various significant events that occurred this week have been reviewed by some of leading media published in Jakarta in their editorials and are outlined in the press review today. Let's start from Media Indonesia newspaper, which in an editorial on Tuesday, 7 February, wrote a quiet period without demonstration. The days from February 11 to 14 is called the quiet period. However, it is actually the most vulnerable time in all phases of the simultaneous local elections 2017 in Indonesia. According to Media Indonesia Daily, the quiet period is vulnerable since the candidates and party supporters would continue trying to reap victories in the last minutes before the voting in various ways, including by flouting the rules. This newspaper wrote, "It is difficult not to say that the actions undertaken in the quiet period is closely related to the elections." Meanwhile, entering the quiet period, the coordinating minister of political, legal and security, Wiranto, wants no mass mobilization or help. He is also asking the users of social media to have self-awareness not to upload sensitive content during the period. According to the media Indonesia, the 4 days quiet period must be respected so all voters can prepare themselves to use their rights and to provide time to solidify option. It should not pestered by invitation, arguing, or coercion from any sides which would not bring a quiet atmosphere at all. Turning to Business Indonesia newspaper, in its editorial on Friday, 10 February, the paper wrote the role of the press in maintaining the integrity of the nation. The development of digital and information technology marked by the presence of social media has brought great changes to the national press. On the one hand, technology has changed the face of the industry where news can spread so quickly and easily accessible in multi-platform. But at the same time, so much information scattered without being verified, especially in social media. The development of technology, which is so rapid and convenient for the public to access the information, also has a negative impact that is equally powerful. Dubious and manipulated information or hoax is easily made and is spreading very fast in this country. This condition is actually something to ponder on, and at the same time, the biggest challenge for members of the press in Indonesia. For that reason, on the National Press Day, All Voters February 9, 2015, which took place in Maluku, came the idea and hope for a more significant role of the press to participate in guarding the integrity of the nation and the Unitary Republic of Indonesia. President Joko Widodo, who attended the event, reminded about the great role of the national press in maintaining the integrity of Indonesia. According to Business Indonesia, by being guided by the code of ethics of journalism, the national press not only can survive in this era of digitalization, but also contribute to maintaining diversity, which means that also maintaining the continuity of Indonesia. That was Press Review today.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to our regular program Today in History. While we begin with an event which occurred on February 11, 1950 when Garuda Pancasila was adopted as the national emblem. The national emblem of Indonesia is called Garuda Pancasila. The main part of Indonesia's national emblem is the Garuda with the heraldic shield on his chest and scroll gripped by his legs. The shield's five emblems represent Pancasila, the five principles of Indonesia's national ideology. The Garuda close gripping a white ribbon scroll inscribed with the national motto Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, meaning unity in diversity, written in black text. Garuda Pancasila was designed by Sultan Hamid II from Pontianak, East Kalimantan, supervised by Sukarno, and was adopted as the national emblem on 11 February 1950. The next event was in 2008. It's about the assassination attempt on Ramos Horta. Rebel Brigadier Major Alfredo Reynado made assassination attempt on the second president of Timor-Leste, Jose Manuel Ramos Horta. Alfredo Reynado attacked residents and injured him. On the incident, Alfredo and his man, Leopoldino, were killed by presidential security. On 1 March 2008, Amaro da Costa, who was accused of shooting the president, was arrested after surrender to the police. At the time, Ramos Horta was treated at Royal Darwin Hospital, Australia, and returned to Timor-Leste on 17 April 2008. A And the last event was Muhammad Husni El-Sayed Mubarak is a former Egyptian military and political leader who served as a fourth president of Egypt from 1981 to 2011. Before he entered politics, Mubarak was a career officer in the Egyptian Air Force. He served as his commander from 1972 to 1975 and rose to the rank of Air Chief Marshal in 1973. Sometime in the 1950s, he returned to the Air Force Academy as an instructor, remaining there until early 1959. He was appointed as Vice President of Egypt by President Anwar Sadat in 1975 and assumed the presidency on 14 October 1981, 8 days after Sadat's assassination. Mubarak's presidency lasted almost 30 years, making him Egypt's longest-serving ruler since Muhammad Ali Pasha, who ruled the country from 1805 to 1848, a reign of 43 years. Mubarak stepped down after 18 days of demonstration during the Egyptian Revolution of 2011. On 11 February 2011, Vice President Omar Suleiman announced that Mubarak had resigned as president and transferred authority to the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is the Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today it's on Indonesia and Malaysia strengthen journalism relations. Indonesia invited Malaysian Minister of Communications and Multimedia, Datuk Saleh Said Keruak, and representatives of Malaysian journalists to attend the National Press Day in 2017. The event was centered in the city of Ambon, Maluku Province, from February the 6th until 10th. Director General of the Department of Information of the Malaysian Ministry of Communications and Multimedia, Datuk Haji Ibrahim bin Abdul Rahman, said Malaysia has attended the Indonesian National Press Day 9 times. Ibrahim bin Abdul Rahman and senior journalists from Bernama Malaysia arrived in Ambon on Monday night and immediately had a gathering with the press in Ambon. At least 30 editors and journalists of various print and electronic media attended this event. Ibrahim bin Abdul Rahman said the relations between Indonesia and Malaysia in the field of journalism has long been established. Not only attending the Indonesian National Press Day, they also often invited the Indonesian media to come in a variety of activities together. The Malaysian Ministry of Communication and Multimedia even invited some Indonesian reporters to attend short courses at the Malaysian Press Institute. Chief editor of the Indonesian mass media are also often asked to appear in telecast programs in Malaysia. Ibrahim bin Abdul Rahman hopes the 2017 National Press Day can benefit and further strengthen the relationships between the mass media of Malaysia and Indonesia. Meanwhile, Minister Datuk Saleh Said Keruak said Malaysia and Indonesia have often talked about the relationship of the two countries which have the same root, but only limited to the historical record of the archipelago. The two countries should strengthen relationship, interact, and cooperate more so the brotherhood between the two countries would get closer. Minister Datuk Saleh admitted Malaysia is very glad to have been invited to attend the National Press Day in various regions in Indonesia since 2009. He considered such activities have offered an opportunity for both countries to continue to strengthen relationship. Minister Datuk Saleh Said Keruak said learning from the many positive results that can be obtained from the National Press Day routinely held in Indonesia, Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Ministry plans to hold similar event for the press in Malaysia this year. In the gathering on Wednesday, Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Minister Datuk Saleh Said Keruak presented
awards to four senior journalists and Indonesian Journalist Association. They are the late Tarman Azam, who was a former advisor of the Indonesian Journalist Association, Asro Kerokan, president of the Association of Setiakawan Journalists Malaysia Indonesia or ISWAMI, and Indonesian journalist Saiful Hadi and Syam Haisi, who is also a humanist. Well, that was focused today on Indonesia and Malaysia strengthen relations in journalism. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. People's Council Assembly MPR Speaker Suki Pliasan has called on all stakeholders to ensure that regional elections scheduled to be held simultaneously across 101 regions and municipalities on February 15th run smoothly. Vice President Yusuf Kalla expressed optimism that Indonesian economic growth this year will be higher than that of last year, which was at 5.02%. Indonesia will soon see the establishment of the long-planned National Cyber Agency. The country is only waiting for President Joko Widodo to issue a presidential decree that will start the operation of the body, which is assigned to tackle cybercrimes in the country. Millions of Indonesian people have become active users of social media. Not only good news, but also bad news can spread through social media. In response to this case, a researcher of National Violence Monitoring Research Program of Habibie Center, Rudy Sukandar, on the sidelines of discussion on community environment in racial inclusivity and trust through technology application at Habibie Center in Jakarta on Friday said that it's important for people to counter fake news through social media by making constructive stories. Habibie Center launches Community Empowerment, Innovation, Inclusivity, and Trust through Technology Application Cerita at the Habibie Center in Jakarta on Friday. Executive Director of Habibie Center, Ruhima Abdul Rahim, on the sidelines of the launching said that the program is really necessary to overcome intolerance and radicalization in Indonesia, which directly or indirectly spread by good information that spread through social media. Transportation Ministry has announced that it would immediately release the revision of National Seaport Master Plan in the designation of international seaport hubs. Indonesia is seeking to strengthen its relations with Singapore following the visit of Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi to Singapore on Friday, marking the 50th anniversary of the two countries' bilateration this year. Minister Retno Marsudi met Singaporean Minister of Foreign Affairs Vivian Balakrishnan in Singapore on Friday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of tourism destinations in Lampung province. Stay tuned. Listen. listener, a natural tour is a tourism object for all tourists. For natural tourism lovers, especially beach, certainly beautiful white sand becomes agenda which must be visited. One of the beaches which offers the beauty of white sand is Embe Beach. Embe Beach, which is a abbreviation of Merak Belantung, or in English means Belantung Peacock, has beautiful white sand and sunset as well. Listener, Embe Beach is located at Merak Belantung Village, Kalianda Sub-District, South Lampung Regency, Lampung. Its location is not far from Sumatra Crossroad, so that Embe Beach can be found and accessed by tourists. To go to Embe Beach from Bandar Lampung takes road to Kalianda South Lampung. Before arriving to Kalianda City at Merak Belantung intersection, there is big banner which shows direction to Grand Alti Krakatoa. From the banner, you have to turn right, then go straight following the road. The distance from Merak Belantung intersection to Embe Beach reaches around 2 kilometers. Listener, Embe Beach has been managed provisionally by private company. Because of that, there are some facilities which can be enjoyed by tourists. Those facilities are water playing ground, field, stalls, gazebo, mosque, parking space, and camping ground as well. The field at the beach is usually used for sport activities such as beach volley and many more. Parking space at the beach is quite wide. You can park your own car with the fee 10,000 rupiah per car. If you want to stay at night, you can set a tent and camping ground. Listener, the entrance fee to Embe Beach is not expensive. It is only 20,000 rupiah per person. The ticket fee is included for toilet and rent of room. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Embe Beach in Lampung Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back again with me, Ajeng, in our segment Miscellany. Listeners, since 2007, former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono has declared a national program of planting palm in Indonesia. The budget worth around 60 billion was prepared to make this program successful. The potential area for planting the palm is estimated to reach about 6,500 hectares, spreading in North Sulawesi, Southeast Sulawesi, West Kalimantan, East Kalimantan, West Java, Central Java, East Java, North Sumatra, and East Nusa Tenggara. This palm revolution is not without a reason. A palm tree produces lots of bioethanol and the best producer among the other plants. Today's edition on Michelinie is about the palm trees that provide benefits and reduce global warming. Listeners, the global warming happens when the temperature rises. This has begun since the Industrial Revolution in the late 18th centuries. The aim of the Industrial Revolution is to achieve the bigger profits because the use of the machine is considered more efficient than using manpower. In fact, behind the progress of the Industrial Revolution, another problem such as global warming emerges. Because each used machine will produce exhaust gases from the burning which poses pollution. This pollution is usually carbon dioxide, which is the second largest factor that causes global warming. However, the factors of pollution are most likely to be controlled by humans to reduce global warming because most CO2 is produced by human beings themselves. In contrast to water vapor that evaporates by itself. Then, what to do with palm tree? Palm or Arenga pinnata merrill spreads widely in Indonesia. In Indonesia, there are lots of palm trees that grow in hills, mountains, and valleys. All parts of this plant, either physically, such as leaves, stems, roots, or the production parts, such as fruits, juice, and starch or flour, can be utilized as a human's benefit. Take for example, palm juice potentially produces bioethanol. It was reported that bioethanol will replace the fossil fuel whose supplies are limited ahead. Besides, the supplies are unrenewable. The carbon emission that emits may bring about disaster. The greenhouse effect caused by carbon emission of fossil fuel poses a significantly high temperature. Listener, palm tree can produce 40,000 liters of ethanol per hectare per year. If the price of the bioethanol for 10,000 rupiahs per liter, the income will reach 400 million per hectare per year. This number still has to be reduced with the production cost estimate around 30% until 45%. If the net result from the income is about 50%, the farmers still earn profit. By planting the palm tree, the farmers gain two benefits, material and non-material. The profit is like financially better. The non-material benefit is that the farmers can reduce the global warming from bioethanol produced by palm juice. Listeners, that was for Michelinie with topic palm, gaining profit, reducing the global warming. See you again in another occasion with interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Ajung, in our regular segment, Music Corner, which introduces you Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Today's edition presents you talented male singer of Indonesia, Chakra Khan. First, let's listen to a song by Chakra Khan entitled Harus Terpisah. Listeners, the popularity of Chakra Konta Pariaman, well known as Chakra Khan, keeps emerging through a song that we've just listened. A song, Harus Terpisah, was released in 2013. This song is a main song on his first album entitled Chakra Khan. With his character of unique vocal, music and lyric which are easy to listen make this song relatively popular in a short time in society. The song Harus Terpisah tells about a change of love, as if love and affection never return. Listener, Chakra Khan started as a dangdut singer and then changed to a pop music. A singer was born in Pangandaran, West Java, 25 years ago. He is now one of the best musicians in Indonesia. Well, listener, now let's listen to a song entitled Mencari Cinta Sejati. Listener, this song is a single from a film entitled Rudy Habibi, which was released in middle 2016. A song created by Melly Guslow tells about a love that must end. It tells about a love against everything, not only with partner, but also family, close friends, and Indonesia. Listener, during his career in Indonesian entertainment world, Chakra got a lot of awards such as Anugerah Musik Indonesia as the best newcomer in 2013 and Anugerah Planet Music category as the best new male singer at 2013. At last, 2014, he got an offer to duet with a famous Malaysian singer, Siti Nurhaliza, in a single entitled Seluruh Cinta. This Malay diva is attracted with his unique and strong vocal. Well, listener, we end up this music corner with two songs sung by Cakrakan entitled Seluruh Cinta and Setelah Kau Tiada. Happy listening and see you on the next edition of Music Corner.
Tetap kepergian dirimu, meratap menangis sedih tak tertahan. Terbayang saat bersama, lewati masa terindah, saat kau memelukku tuturkan cinta. Kau seluruh cinta bagiku, yang selalu menenteramkan perasaanku. Dirimu kan selalu ada di sisiku selamanya.
Kau bagaikan nafas di tubuhku, yang selalu menghidupkan segala gerakku. Kau selalu memujamu hingga nanti kita kan bersama.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.